is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Banish baseball great Pete Rose has died. He played with the Cincinnati Reds and Philadelphia Phillies and was banned from baseball for life for gambling on the game. He denied it, but later admitted to it and said, regardless,
I'm part of history, you know, and there's no question in my mind, I'll die the hit king. I will die the hit king.
USA Today baseball writer Bob Nightingale has described Rose as
very ultra aggressive, did everything to win, played the game as hard as possible, always had fun, but just, you know, he's everything what everybody wanted in a player. Hard-nosed, fiery competitor.
No word yet on the cause and manner of death. Pete Rose was 83 years old. President Biden says he will visit Helene ravaged North Carolina on Wednesday, getting an aerial view of the destruction.
There's a lot to do, and this is just beginning. And we've been through this before, but not like this. This is the worst ever.
CBS's Skylar Henry in the Asheville area.
We were here as military personnel airdropped supplies to Swannanoa. It's a small community just outside of Asheville that saw significant damage following Helene's destruction. The people here say they'll need all the help they can get as they work to recover.
The hurricane is blamed for at least 123 deaths in six states. The Lebanese Health Ministry reports Israel's recent attacks have killed over 1,000 people there in the past 2 weeks, including nearly 100 today alone. Now, the Israeli military says it's conducting a limited ground operation in southern Lebanon. CBS's Imtiaz Taieb is in Beirut.
Okay, we don't know exactly what that was. That clearly a very loud strike in the distance, and it really just underscores the situation across southern Beirut as Israel continues to strike it heavily.
Some 25,000 dock workers from Massachusetts to Texas could strike as early as tomorrow if a new contract isn't agreed upon by the International Longshoremen's Association Union and the U.S. Maritime Alliance. CBS's Chris Van Cleef.
Negotiations have been stalled for months, primarily over wage and automation concerns. At least 25,000 dock workers could strike, potentially impacting nearly half of the nation's imports and 68% of containerized exports.
President Biden says he does not intend to intervene. A Georgia judge has struck down the state's abortion law, which took effect in 2022 and effectively prohibited abortions beyond about 6 weeks of pregnancy. Fulton County Superior Court Judge Robert McBurney wrote that his ruling means the law in the state returns to what it was before the law took effect in 2022. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Buying or selling a home is a big deal, literally. It's one of the largest financial transactions you're likely to make. So work with someone who will work with your best interests in mind. Someone who agrees to operate with transparency, honesty, and fairness every step of the way. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors and are bound by a strict code of ethics that requires they put your interests above their own. Because that's who we are. Make sure your agent is a Realtor.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
A new study finds kids aren't learning the healthy financial habits they need before they become adults. Reporter Brad Gibson with more.
Parents surveyed said they're responsible for teaching their kids to handle their finances. But 53% of college-age students said they are not good money managers. Mary Drausch, the head of consumer products at Bank of America.
Reality is there's so much content out there, it's overwhelming.
Financial tools are getting better. Bank of America has created one example, a family banking account giving parents oversight of their child's spending.
So that as they're learning how to manage their money, they can do it in a responsible way.
Brad Gibson for CBS News.
Wyoming is considering a change to how it allows people to legally kill wolves. It comes after a man who struck a wolf with a snowmobile taped the injured animal's mouth shut and brought it into a bar last winter. Under the draft legislation, people could still intentionally run over wolves, but only if the animal is killed quickly. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
A I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mild tonight with a mostly clear sky and a low close to 60. A mix of sun and clouds, though, for tomorrow and cooler. High only to the mid-60s and breezy. But it's back up into the low 70s for highs on Wednesday and Thursday and mostly sunny. Currently, it's 66.
California. Park to the Heritage Museum. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
It's all because your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. When evening rolls around and it's time to go to town, where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll.
Thanks for listening. Whether it's North Beach, the zoo, or just a ride along the lakeshore, more timeless hits are on the way from WRJN.
Your home for local news for 97 years. Now, timeless hits, too, and all of your favorite sports. Now that the Packers are back, we've got every game covered right through the playoffs. Follow the Brewers in their push to the postseason. We carry Badgers and local high school sports, too. And when it comes to recaps and reviews, Mike Clemens reports on all the games hourly, every weekday. Brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Local news, timeless hits, and all the big league sports on WRJN.
Every day, Cintas service reps help businesses get ready for the workday. They provide freshly laundered workwear delivered every week. Mats, mops, restroom and cleaning supplies. First aid and safety products to help your employees stay safe. They even test and inspect fire extinguishers and emergency lights. Cintas helps keep your business running smoothly. See what Cintas can do for you. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I hear something saying, hook.
Sally, now baby, oh no.
news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Smiling face, I have to smile myself because I love you. Yes, I do. And when you give me that pretty little pout, it turns me inside out. There's something about you, baby, I don't know. Isn't it amazing a man like me can feel this way? Tell me how much longer it could grow stronger every day. Times before with the girl next door, but that was long before I met you. Now I'm sure that I won't forget you, and I thank my lucky stars that you are who you are, and not just another lovely lady sent down to break my heart. Isn't it amazing a man like me can feel this way? Tell me how much longer it can grow stronger every day. Whenever I see you smile at me, no one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. Whenever I see your smiling face my way, no one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. No one can tell me that I'm.
Baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? Baby. Radio refreshed. WRJN.
She passes by. to myself, you're such a lucky guy. To have a girl like her is truly a dream come true. Out of all the fellas in the world, she belongs to you. But it was just my imagination running away with me. It was just my imagination.
Now, when the workday is done, these timeless hits somehow sound even better. More on the way from WRJN.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
We'll be right back. time that I found her holding Jim and loving him. When Sue came along, loved me strong, that's what I thought. Yeah, me and Sue, that died too. Time thing, paper ring. I know it's been done, having one girl who loves you, right or wrong, weak or strong.
much too strong. I'm added to you. Change, change, change.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. CBS News has confirmed that Pete Rose, known as MLB's Hit King, who was later banned for betting on games, has died. CBS's Matt Piper.
Pete Rose was Major League Baseball's all-time hits leader. The Reds legend won two World Series with Cincinnati and another with the Philadelphia Phillies. Rose spent parts of 24 seasons in the majors, and over that span, he amassed 4,256 hits.
I'm part of history, you know, and there's no question in my mind, I'll die the Hit King.
Rose has been on the permanently ineligible list since 1989, when he agreed to that punishment as a consequence of his gambling on MLB games, alleged at the time.
Regardless of what the commissioner said today, I did not bet on baseball.
But later confirmed, Pete Rose was 83 years old. Matt Piper, CBS News.
At least 130 deaths in six states are blamed on Hurricane Helene in the southeast. There has been catastrophic flooding. CBS's Skylar Henry in the Asheville, North Carolina area.
This will take years to clean up if it's ever.
Nowhere appears to be hit harder than western North Carolina, where some areas received more than 2 feet of rain. Roughly 600 people are still unaccounted for.
It's hard to understand. I mean, this is just massive.
The city of Asheville.